Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Yes, it is. Well remembered there. And this is an exclusive Punky Radio. Never done it before. Well, we have, sort of. Look, it's an Alien Sex Fiend 30th anniversary Batcave special. I'll explain all after this. This is Another Planet. That was Alien Sex Fiend and a track called Another Planet. Tony, did you like that?
I did.
I hope so, because the rest of the songs are by them as well this week. For the simple reason that, and I've actually got the information in front of me right here, this isn't going to be our normal show. What I'd like to know is, Tony, first up, while I'm just getting this thing out, what is Alien Sex Fiend's website?
aliensexfiend.com.
No, we've been through this 1,000 times right now. It's alien. No, it's ASF dash or ASF hyphen 13thmoon.demon.co.uk, which actually makes it, because there's only 2 websites this week. Point of the internet 4, Tony Neil. Now, I'm going to read this out. No, I'm not. I'm going to wait it. I'll tell you why. Shall we explain what's happening on this Alien Sex Fiend 30th anniversary Batcave special?
Yes.
My hard drive is fucked, which means I'm going to probably have to buy another laptop, which also means that this show is, it's hanging by a thread on the most important one we've done all year. After our two-part, I say this, after our two-part Halloween special, I don't think my laptop can handle all the horror and greatness. So that happened. So I'm just going to get on with the next song. You've been listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. I love Alien Sex Fiend, Tony.
Yep.
And this is one of my favourite ever songs by them. This is Girl at the End of My Gun. That was a B-side to I can't remember what. Okay. One of their very, very early early 12-inches that appeared on. And I just think it rocks massively. I'd love to say, what's this next website? I'll tell you what, I will. What is their merchandise website?
AliensexFiendMerchandise.demon.co.uk.
Nice idea. No, it's bluecrumbtruck.com. A crumb, C-R-U-M-B. Right. And you will get all of their new T-shirts having to do with the 30th anniversary Batcave special on there. Right, that does mean it's probably being Internet 8, Tony Neil. If halfway through this show it just becomes the Tony show, it's because I've died. Not literally, but I might as well. I will have disappeared from cyberspace for the immediate future. If I could plug a microphone into my phone, I would, but I can't. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. I will calm down in a second. Have you got any Facebook or MySpace things for us?
I do. Thank you for your Facebook comments this week. Please do leave us a Facebook comment. Easy way to do this, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment. I've got two this week. First up from John Ashton, Fat Boy, thank you very much. This is great Halloween part two. Makes up for the smooth jazz sounds I heard from the local band in Hitching recently.
That wasn't on purpose.
And another one up from Timmy Durella, who is advertising a tour they're doing. The Fleshtones Durella's UK tour, Blast Off, starts 5th December in Bristol.
It's going to be a fantastic night.
Yep. See our Facebook page for the dates for that.
Yeah. And what's the... did they give you the Facebook page there?
Nope.
No, you just have to go to our Facebook page.
Yeah, go to our Facebook page.
That's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Visit our Facebook page, you'll find their Facebook page. If you're not on Facebook, why not?
Exactly.
What are you scared of?
Get in with the in crowd. That's it for Facebook this week.
Excellent work on the Facebookery. Mm. You'll understand why I've said that in a second. This I know was the beast. And what I've tried to do this week is I've tried to play the catchier end of Alien Sex Fiend's oeuvre. Right, so I'm trying to play songs that are a little bit shorter and a little bit more accessible to the general public than what, frankly, a lot of Alien Sex Fiend's crazy, brilliant madness is. They are an acquired taste. I love them. I'm hoping by the end of this show, you'll have acquired that taste as well. This was the B-side to Smells Like Shit, which we may or may not be playing later on in this show, but I love this song as well. This might only have been on the 12-inch, I don't know, but it's absolutely brilliant, and I love it. I'll tell you, there's loads of compilation things out about them. Just enjoy this. This is Bugging Me, not Bugging Me, or Face Buck, Bugging Me.
Yeah.
Tuna Town.
Hey, Tone, I'm loving this Alien Sex Fiend special.
Yes, cool.
Especially now that I'm listening to Project Marv underneath us right now.
Excellent.
Yes, of course. Now, did you do anything last week?
No, I've been ill again, had a bit of a relapse, and I've been in bed most of the week, ill.
So, oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, yourself?
Well, I do hope you get better soon.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I did my shows in Hitchin, Lechworth, and now Bulldog as well, and they're all brilliant, but I'd rather get on with this Alien Sex Fiend thing. Thanks to everyone that came down. The next shows are all on the lastminutecomedy.com website, as updated by my lovely mate, Mr. Tony Hearn, my web genius.
Hi.
Well done, you. So, yeah, I can't really bother to go into a lot more detail than that, other than I would say that Mandy Knight and Chris McCausland on Friday and Saturday night were different class. And on Saturday, oh, I will just say this, Saturday night, my friends Simon and Bunky came back to my flat. You might remember she was the one that bit me.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, they came back again. It's all right, she's off the drugs. And we all had a very nice night when he eventually got back, because he'd gone out into the night to walk home and got lost. And then we found him, well, he found us, in the bus stop across the road from the flat where we were having a really good time. It must have been a bit like the green door for him. He'd have seen us up at the window dancing away and drinking, going, let me in, let me in. Anyway, we let him in.
Cool.
I want to read this out now, because this will fit in with your gig guide after the break. From the Batcave to the 21st century, the date December the 1st, 2012, marks the 30th anniversary of Alien Sex Fiend's first ever show, which took place at the Batcave in London on 1st December 1982. I was 12. That's not in the press release. Come celebrate with a very special show featuring an extended Alien Sex Fiend set with an after show party till 2 a.m. ASF will be playing some of the tunes from that very first Batcave gig, and there'll be some surprises too. It's on Saturday the 1st of December at the Boston Dome, which is in Tufnell Park, and the postcode is NW51HL. It's above the Boston Arms. It's a fantastic venue. It's absolutely brilliant. It's directly opposite Tufnell Park Tube. It is. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Tickets are £18.50 in advance. Now, I'm just trying to see if there's an easy thing. I think the best thing to do would be to just do what I did, really, to get that info, which is type in Alien Sex Fiend Batcave Anniversary 2012, and you'll find links to all go on to their website that we've discussed already. I'm doing a lot more talking than I thought I'd be doing it. Let's play two songs in a row, both of which are very short. One of them is from the album Cursed, and one of them is from their latest album, which I think is called Death Trip, but I haven't got it with me now. I've put it down somewhere. I'm having a mare, Burger Bar Baby.
Bastard, fucking cunt. You're a cunt. You know you are.
That was BBFC. We've played that before. I think we have played a few of these songs before down the years, but BBFC, of course, is bastard, bastard, fucking cunt, if you were in any illusion as to what they were saying during that very short song. There was two short ones in the middle, and now, speaking of short ones, you're listening to Desoros underneath us right now, and thanks for doing such a great job this week, Mr. Tony Hearn.
Thank you.
Is it time for Gig Guide?
It is.
Right then, let's have a little sing-song.
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar,
I imagine.
Yeah, another week, another three gigs at the 12 bar, doing Friday to Sunday again. There are stuff on other nights, so do pop along in the week if you want to. But this Friday, the 16th of November, the Fenton Brothers and Morax to be confirmed. How much do you think that is, Paul?
£6.
It is. Saturday, 17th of November, it's an Anti-Folk UK Autumn Festival. Emily Cappell, Bonesetters, Depressival, Erin Kay, Skinny Girl Diet, Rude Mechanicals, Lucy's Diary, Now, Amelia Goldie, Jail, and Hello Babies. How much do you think that would be on a Friday?
Bloody
or Saturday?
Hell, £90.
£6.
Ah. Oh,
and Sunday night.
That's a deal for £6, isn't it?
It is. It starts at 7, goes on until 2 a.m.
It starts at 7, goes on until 2013.
Sunday night, 18th of November, Intensive Care, The Uppercuts and Hard Case. It's a London calling night on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's my seal of approval.
How much do you think?
£6.
£5.
£5. Well, I've made a mess of myself this week. I think my hard drive's fucked.
It is.
Yeah, that must be why. Yeah. Well, I've only got one out of three. Although the £90 was a stab in the dark, to be honest.
It was. You're reaching. So, that's fine.
So that's it, yeah?
That's it. Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. Well, regardless of what sort of laptop I've got next week, we will have a proper full-on gig diary next week, because I've got some other stuff that I'd like to tell you about Wonk Unit.
Ah, yeah.
But this is all about alien sex thing this week, and I'm not mucking about here. We're going to get on with the next one. Is that all right with you?
That's fine.
This is from their first ever album, called Who's Been Sleeping in My Brain, which I bought in the early 80s as a very young man. I was too young to go and see them. I was already a fan. We've probably played this on the show before, to be honest. I love this song. I know I've said that about a few. This is I'm Not Mad, I'm Your Sister.
Got a razor down his face.
Turd Cutter.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I had to do a system restore on my computer yesterday.
How did that go?
Really badly. Absolutely no difference, actually. But right. All it did was restore some things I wasn't expecting and also make me go back and look at older documents rather than new ones, which is why it says this week, Whitby, on my bit of paper, when it quite or my bit of cyber paper, when it quite clearly isn't Whitby. That was a fortnight ago, where I saw Alien Sex Fiend. And it's an Alien Sex Fiend special, so lucky me and lucky Whitby. I'm so worried that everything's going to go wrong before the end of this show. I'm hardly taking a breath. Are you doing anything this week?
No. I've got a doctor's appointment, I've got a chiropractor's appointment, and next week I've got dentists. So, you know, the Holy Three. The Holy Trinity.
The Holy Three?
Yes.
The Holy Three. I would love to give you loads of alien sex thing facts and everything. I've got them all cyber sorted out and everything, but I don't open documents in case the computer blows up. So you're just going to have to take my word for it. The alien sex fiend have been around for a long time. They hail from East London originally. Nick Fiend and Mrs. Fiend, the original two members, are still obviously the original members because they've actually been married a year longer than alien sex fiend have been going.
Okay. Cool.
One of the longest marriages in rock and roll, and deservedly so. They obviously love each other. It's obviously a fantastic writing and musical partnership they've got. Everything about those two is brilliant, quite frankly. And if you get the chance to go and see them for the 30th anniversary of the Batcave, do. And why not? So what is it? What's 30 years?
82, isn't it? What do you mean?
82. No, Tony. I mean, is it? It's not a ruby wedding, diamond wedding.
What, oh,
they
right.
Got to be on one of those, haven't they?
I don't know what it is. 25's diamond, isn't it? 50's ruby.
Is it?
So, I don't know what 30 is. It's a substantial one. Oh, who knows?
Well, knowing alien sex dream, it'll be some black crystal. Why not celebrate them? Why not go and celebrate their black crystal wedding anniversary? Look, they're brilliant. They brought out God knows how many CDs. They've done that many tours. Nick Fiend's a very talented artist. Everyone knows that, yes, he might write some of the lyrics, but Mrs. Fiend does most of the work in this band. They won't mind me saying that. And this is one that they co-wrote. And, oh, I haven't told you what I'm doing this week, am I? Fuck all, really. I've got a gig in Watford on Saturday. You can come along if you like. Type in Watford, Paul B. Edwards, you'll find me. It's at Oceana.
Okay.
Which I've done a few times before, but but the gig's under a different name. And I can't remember what the name of the new gig is, even though I'm doing it. I'm just going back to the same place and hopefully getting a free burger, to be honest. Right. We've already played one track with the name Baby in it. We're now going to play a second track with the name Baby in it. This isn't the album version of Baby. This is a demo version of Baby, which was on... And I've finally got something in front of me, which was... which came out on a CD they brought out called Para Abnormal, which was a sort of 10-year best of 13th Moon Records, because they didn't really, until they got their own label, they didn't really have a lot of control over their own music, sadly. They have got most of it back now. The rest of it is on Anagram or Cherry Red, most of it. But they've got the back catalogue, I think, anyway. And this is a track of that, but this was a demo version, and I just really like this version. This is Baby.
Baby,
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Baby. The last track actually has the word baby in it as well. So we've got three tracks with baby in them on this week's show. Well, Alien Sex Fiend, 30th anniversary, Batcave, super special, all done by me, garbling away, you not having much to say, and very few facts about Alien Sex Fiend. I am very sorry about that. It's because my computer's fucked. We should have had the show up yesterday. It's up today. We're doing the best we can.
Yeah.
Have you got a twat?
No.
Of course you haven't. That's because that's how this fucking show's going. If you can explain to people how they're supposed to send the twat in and help us out, maybe we can get on with this thing.
Yeah, please do email me your twats. If you have a twat to nominate, email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Email me now. Everyone must know a twat, so please do that now.
Yes, do that now. And oh, of course, we would normally like your jokes and poems and everything else, but because I can't open any documents this week because of my computer, it's, I don't know what's happened to it. Please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your jokes titled Comedy Suburbs or your poems titled Poetry Corner. I'm sorry this show's been all over the place this week. Would you just, I'll tell you what, go through the internet stations that we're privileged to go out on after this last track, will you?
Okay.
That's all right, isn't it? Yeah. I'm sorry that the chat's been a bit all over the place this week. This last track, one of my favourite Alien Sex Fiend songs. I said my favourite is Girl at the End of My Gun. They've got so many good songs. But this one I've always really liked because this one, it gets closer to my psychobilly roots. Oh, yeah. Yes, this again was an extra track on their second album, Acid Bath, or was a B-side on it, on the cassette or something. It wasn't on the album that I had, but it did show up on the CD. And Acid Bath, I reckon, probably, I mean, I do really like their first album, but the second one, Acid Bath, it is sort of my favourite album, just because it's got four or five truly great, just monolithic songs on it. Attack is monolithic. In God We Trust, monolithic. EST, Trip to the Moon, monolithic. Dead and Reburied, monolithic. Breakdown and Cry, monolithic. Hee-haw, monolithic. She's a Killer, monolithic. And this extra track, not monolithic, but you can dance to it. Oh, yes, you can. Okay, Eddie Cockroach is a bone shaker, baby.
Okay, let's rock. Yeah.
That was Bone Shaker Baby. This has been an Alien Sex Fiend 30th anniversary Bat Cave special. Alien Sex Fiend will be appearing at the Boston Dome above the Boston Arms, right by Tufnell Park Tube, right across the way from it, and slightly to the right, the diagonal across the crossroady thingamy. It's there. Go there on December the 1st. I can't. I'll be in Oslo. I'm in the wrong fucking country, aren't I? I can't go, so you have to make up for it by you all going instead. You're going to love it. They're going to be playing they're going to be playing some of the tracks from that first ever gig, which does include a song called Drive My Rocket Up Uranus, which we haven't played this week, but we have played on the show several years ago. And guess what? I wasn't allowed to play it on Pantsfield 10 Cop. Now, Tony, will you just run through the internet stations that we're privileged to have this show go out on despite the mess like this?
Yep, we are on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, PODUNK radio.com. And finally, we're on extrememetalradio.net, XTREME metalradio.net. And 30 years of wedding anniversary is a pearl wedding anniversary.
That's what, a 30th is a pearl?
Pearl, yeah.
Is it? The pearl wedding.
There you go.
Alien Sex Fiends having their... I wonder how many people have their pearl wedding like Alien Sex Fiends are going to do it. None is the answer to that question. I love you, Nick and Chris. I shouldn't call it, but Nick and Mrs. Fiend. I think you're fantastic. I love your band. Best of luck for the future. This has been Punky Radio. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo. Apoo.